97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. An execution is scheduled for Thursday.
The state of Alabama plans to put to death 58-year-old Kenneth Eugene Smith with never-before-used nitrogen gas.
Smith will be fitted with a face mask that will cover his nose and his mouth, and then forced to breathe pure nitrogen gas, which will ultimately result in his death.
Robin Maher heads up the Death Penalty Information Center. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Smith survived a 2022 attempt to execute him by lethal injection. The U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday declined Smith's request to stop Alabama from moving ahead with his execution. CBS News has learned that records kept by airplane manufacturer Boeing allegedly show bolts were missing from a panel that blew off an Alaska Airlines jet in mid-flight. More from CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
An anonymous post appearing to be from a Boeing employee alleges Boeing's own records show four bolts were not installed. Ed Pearson is a former Boeing senior manager turned Max whistleblower.
I mean, would it surprise you to learn that bolts weren't put in a door panel?
Not at all. In fact, the only thing surprising to us is we're so thankful that it wasn't a fatal crash.
Get out the galoshes from southern Texas to Tennessee, says the Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis.
Our flood risk will continue across the south for the next several days with more rain coming our way. We've already had very heavy rain the last week, round after round of storms still in our forecast, especially through the day on Thursday. We'll see heavy rain across Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and all this pushing east as we go into Thursday afternoon should finally begin to relent as we get into Friday, but not before another 3 to 5 inches is on the way in spots.
A new report from Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies finds more than 20 million Americans struggle to pay their rent in 2022. The report's lead author is Whitney Airgood Obricki.
Really seeing the worst affordability conditions on record. 22.4 million renter households were cost burdened, which means that they spend more than 30% of their income on rent and utilities each month.
The video doorbell maker Ring says it's eliminating a feature that allows police departments to request footage through the company's Neighbors app. Reaction from CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
At first, it seems really cool to attach a video camera to a doorbell or a floodlight, but it also raises important questions about privacy and whether or not we are creating a surveillance society.
A motorcyclist who posted a video of himself on YouTube speeding from Colorado Springs to Denver on Interstate 25 is now wanted on multiple charges. Colorado State Patrol says 32-year-old Rendon Dietzman recorded himself going more than 150 miles an hour in September. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state of Wisconsin issued more than 60,000 initial professional licenses last year. That's a 38% increase over 2022. The head of the Department of Safety and Professional Services says the average review time for new licenses is down to less than 4 days. An amended version of Governor Evers's maps from the Wisconsin legislature is on its way back to the state Senate. The assembly Wednesday passed changes that would protect some Republican districts. Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer.
We're open to engaging with our colleagues on the other side of the aisle on maps. If those conversations are in good faith and are going to produce a fair map, we need public input on anything in front of the legislature.
The state Supreme Court says it'll draw new maps if lawmakers and the governor don't do it themselves. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks have a new head coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After firing Adrian Griffin just halfway through his first season as a head coach, the Bucks have hired Doc Rivers. With 40 years of NBA experience as a head coach, Rivers led the Boston Celtics to a championship in 2008. Shaquille O'Neal on TNT, and how he'll deal with Damian Lillard and Giannis.
Again, when you're the 1-2 punch on the team, you rely on the coach, in my opinion. You have to say, hey, this is what we need to do. Hey, you need to get in line, boom, boom, bam. A big name coach, I'm happy for Doc, and he gets a chance to to get another.
The Bucks host the Cavaliers tonight. Wisconsin with another win over Minnesota, 61-59. That's the Badgers' seventh win in a row over the Gophers. Forward Tyler Wall says it was a tight ball game.
I think we started out the game sticking to the game plan pretty well. Not necessarily sloppy, but we didn't have urgency that we needed to on the three-point shooters, especially early in the second half.
Baseball, the Brewers signed Phillies veteran Reese Hoskins to play first base. The Packers firing Joe Barry after 3 years as the defensive coordinator in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Kind of a messy night out there as we'll see areas of rain and freezing rain, fog, and clouds. Temperatures right near the freezing mark by sunrise. On Thursday, we'll have a chance of rain and freezing rain to all rain. The clouds and fog stick around. Highs climbing to the middle 30s. It's 33 at our studios.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
So happy to have you along with us this morning. Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, and Calviente on the board. Coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Very, very busy show coming up for you today. We have some big sports news we're going to start off with a little bit later on. We're going to be talking, and I really would love to hear from you. If you were a member of the NRA, the National Rifle Association, I know a lot of people were. Mm-hmm. It seems to be a much different organization now than it was.